Yes. Well, it's wonderful to see so many of you here. There's a great show lined up for you tonight. And I'd like to say good night to you and introduce the gentleman who will be keeping things going for the rest of the evening, Mr. Doug Goss. Thank you.
It's my Grateful Dead tie. Comes with a joke. You want to hear the Grateful Dead joke? What does a deadhead say when he runs out of drugs? There you go. Oh, and I get a free watch. You know, there's this chamber pot over here where you can put messages that are of great import that should be shared by the thousands of those of us in attendance here tonight. Oh, a deadhead said, when he runs out of drugs, a deadhead says, "Hey, this band sucks." Just a joke, just a joke. It's payback time for the Thomases from Lake Wales. I play quite a few shows with them from time to time. And Anne is very effusive in her introductions, and she always is so gracious that I can't possibly live up to the introductions that she gives me.
I don't think so.
I was trying to think of some hyperbole that I could pay her back with, and I just can't overstate Frank and Anne. They're both outstanding songwriters. They're great friends of mine. They've been some of my first friends for over 25 years here at the festival. They live in Polk County, I guess you'd call it Lake Wales, but out in the orange groves. They've got six albums, I think it is, and I'm
seven.
Seven
You're
albums.
Behind one.
I even got to play on one of them.
Yeah. You know, you're allowed to buy multiple copies, remember that.
And multiple albums. How close are we, gang? Okay, so it's my dear friends Frank and Ann Thomas and their friends.
Can y'all hear Frank?
No, I can't hear me. I'm not important.
He's important. Heaven Check knows I don't know the words.
We'll get it worked out here in a minute. There we go. Listen to that. We are glad to be here. We're glad to have Stan Gebber, Ron and Barry Litchauer over here helping us out.
Thank you. We're most pleased to be able to help them out.
A good portion of our set tonight will be dedicated to something we'll talk about in a few minutes. But I do have a relative, several of them out in the audience. One of them is my sister. And under a threat of death here, I had to do a couple of tunes for my sister Vivian. She's over there somewhere, Vivian. Down in the swamp where the river bends, all the swamp critters living there are friends. Humans don't know where the place is at. The swamp critters hope it stays like that. All get together on a Saturday for dinner on the ground and a big-sized day. Rollicking and frolicking all night long, a dancing and a singing the swamp critter song. There's a bullfrog singing on the bank of the creek. A song makes a crawfish shuffle their feet. Oh, Mama Possum said, bless my soul. Froggy done started singing rock and roll. Old alligator tipped his hat. He said, I sure wish I could dance like that. The bullfrog, he said, with a smile on his face, can't dance, gator, you can help me sing bass. Bobcat was dancing with a cottontail. He said, oh man, them boys can wail. Casper was singing harmony. A fox was dancing with a bumblebee. Here down in the swamp is the place I know. red. The buzzard and the blue jay sang a duet. And the old black bear, he sang them all a tune while the mama did her dance for the ringtail coon. White-tailed deer dancing with a crow. Old cat frailed on her banjo. The rattlesnake was beating his tambourine. The old turkey gobbled and his beard turned green. Out in the great horned owl started scratching in the sand. Said, I learned this dance from a human man. Name was Whitey Markle, he lived in the swamp. Was always a-doing this cracker stomp. Yeah, down in the swamp is a place I know where all the swamp critters love to go. A-rollicking and frolicking all night long. A-dancing and a-singing a swamper song. Out in the street, naked turtles said, let's have a square dance. Come on, everybody, while we still got a chance. Daylight's a-coming, it'll be here soon. Somebody play us some square dancing tune. The cricket rosin dup is a fiddle bow. The panther squall does it do. The old mama otter hopped out of her pool, saying, jump back, boys, I'm a dancing fool. The piney was the rooter, was a dancing a jig. Cooter said, that's one dancing pig. Little screech owl started flapping her wings. She said, the party ain't over till the little bird sings. Yeah, down in the swamp is a place I know where all the swamp critters love to go. A romping and a stomping all night long, dancing and singing a swamp critter song. And then the bald eagle said, hey, it's nearly daylight. I think it's time that we call it a night. He flew up on his lofty perch. He said, gather round now, we'll all have church. This is a special place, you know. It's a place where humans never go. And I hope that's how it will always be, so they can live in peace and harmony. But if they ever want to see a human face, I sure hope it's me to invite to that place. Yeah, down in the swamp where the river bends, all the swamp critters living there are friends. Humans don't know where the place is at, and the swamp critters hope it stays like that. They all get together on a Saturday for dinner on the ground and a big sachet. Rollicking and frolicking all night long, dancing and singing the swamp critter song. Just dancing and singing the swamp critter song all night long. This is also from my sister, our great-granddaddy. My family's been here in Florida for over 200 years. He fought in the Seminole Wars and the Great War of Northern Aggression over at Old Lusty. They're the only major battle in Florida. And then went up to Cold Harbor, Virginia, where Lee was wounded. Mini ball hit him in the thigh, and then ended the war. They sent him home. And I got to thinking about him on that train, probably burning up with the fever and dreaming about the flat woods of home. That's what the crackers call Florida. He left a wife and six kids back here. And that's Vivian, here it is.
As I dream tonight of my home in Florida, I know my family misses me. As this train pokes along through the hills of Virginia, it's those flat woods of home I long to see.
I can still smell the smoke of battle, and I know we fought a good fight at a place called Cold Harbor, Virginia, where many good men gave their lives. I guess for me this war is over. The Yankee mini ball sent me home. Lord, I miss my wife and family. Seems like years that I've been gone.
As I dream tonight of my home in Florida, I know my family misses me.
Oh, they miss me.
As this train pokes along through the hills of Virginia, it's those flat woods of home I long to see.
My great-granddaddy, William Thomas, was one of the many wounded soldiers train headed home, but he didn't make it. He developed lockjaw and died on the train. But he left a legacy that will live on and on in the hearts and minds of those who remember the Confederate soldier and any descendants of his children who still live in his beloved Florida home. And as I dream,
wish I was in the land of cotton,
my home,
old times there,
in Florida,
not
away. It's those flat woods of home along Dixie. Yes, it's those flat woods of home I long to see.
All of us tonight dedicate this set to the memory of Adam Morris. Some of you may remember that last year at Coffee Talk, Norm and Rochelle were not there because Rochelle's mom had died. And Adam chipped in and ran that whole thing from 10 in the morning till 2 in the morning all by himself. And throughout, he had that friendly smile, that beautiful smile. And the memory of Adam is memorialized in a beautiful stained glass and concrete bench up in front of Coffee Talk that was created in his memory by Sue Grooms using Adam's own drawings. And it's also being commemorated tonight in two songs. The first by your good friend and ours, Grant Livingston.
I didn't know Adam that well, but his cousin Josh, who's 13 years old, knew him real well. And when I went to write this song, I decided that to use Josh's words would be the best thing to do, so that's what I did. Josh wrote this, he was bar mitzvahed last year, and at his bar mitzvah, he read a tribute to his cousin Adam, and that's where this comes from.
My cousin Adam was a guy, you should have known, you should have known him. My cousin Adam was a guy, you should have known, you should have known him. He was kind of short, and his hair was short like fuzz. He could lift you up with just one arm, that's how strong he was. He'd lift you like a wrestler, put you gently down. You could see the fun right in his eye. I loved to be around my cousin Adam. My cousin Adam was a guy you should have known, you should have known him. My cousin Adam was a guy you should have known, you should have known him. He liked to cause a little trouble, but always with a smile. And he always heard every word I said, though I was just a child. And we always watched the dolphins on Sunday afternoon. It was the end of a long weekend, the Sundays were gone too soon. Cousin Adam. Today, my friends and family, before you I stand, and in the ancient tradition I say, today I am a man. And though this day is my day, it's a day I want to share. And though you just hear one voice, another voice is there. My cousin Adam was a guy you should have known, you should have known him. my cousin Adam was a guy you should have known, you should have known him. When the Dolphins played at Indy, they played the game inside, but somehow a sudden boost of wind pushed the winning field goal wide. And the Colts, they got a kicker. That guy never misses. I had to smile to myself. I said, I know that this is my cousin Adam. My cousin Adam was a guy you should have known, you should have known him. My cousin Adam was a guy you should have known, you should have known him. Should have known him. I wish you'd known him.
I'm going to be 55 years old next week. Adam was 23. Adam and I never said one word to each other, not one, about religion. And I learned more from him about God than from anyone else I've ever known. This is for Adam.
Adam was very active in the Outward Bound program. So this is dedicated to Adam and the foundation for Adam. You can make a donation to Rock Up at Coffee Talk to Outward Bound to sponsor some young person to go to there. Outward Bound.
Outward Bound.
Like an eagle in the sky. Outward Bound.
Outward Bound.
Outward Bound.
Outward Bound.
His spirit soaring high. Outward Bound.
Outward Bound.
Adam was just 23 when God took him away. It's impossible to understand. Perhaps we will someday. And who are we to question God? But still we wonder why we didn't have a chance to say goodbye. Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Like an eagle in the sky. Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Outward bound.
His spirit soaring high. Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Up to heaven he has flown.
Outward bound.
Adam had a unique love for all God's green earth. Every living creature to him had special words. To any fellow man in need, he'd lend a helping hand. He would call a friend just to say, I love you, man. Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Like an eagle in the sky. Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Up to heaven he has flown. Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Was a mitzvah in his smile spread across the face. To the least of us, his brethren, he showed God's amazing grace. And the tears of sadness we still shed damps the Florida sand. But we will all be together in that better promised land. Sing it with us, please. Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Like an eagle in the sky. Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Outward bound.
His spirit soaring high. Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Up to heaven he has flown. Outward bound. Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Like an eagle in the sky. Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Outward bound.
sky, outward bound.
Outward bound.
Outward bound.
Outward bound.
His spirit soaring high, outward bound.
Outward bound.
Up to heaven he has flown, outward bound. Up to heaven he has flown, outward bound. Thank you all. God bless you.
You know how to sign that?
Yes, I do.
Sign it for him.
I'll sign it.
I have to say it for you to sign it? Thanks, Dad, for always understanding, or at least trying to. Happy 43rd birthday from Tim. Well, good. It's nice to have a thankful progeny, isn't it? And thanks, smokers, for moving outside the circle. Another note from... Dear Doug, please smoke heavily. The greatest mandolin workshop ever in history tomorrow at noon at Workshop Tent 1. Hear mandocello, mandolas, and mandolins. Sounds like a commitment. Oh, Barbara Jones is 50. She's from Washington, D.C. Congratulations. And Jane Brightbill has a birthday this weekend. Let's see, Janet Rucker has a birthday this weekend. This is a great place for caking up if you're connected. I guess my role is supposed to be to come out here and read these sheets of paper where the performers have what they want said about them. And sometimes I guess I have to do that. I don't have to do that in the case of Dell, because he's from Tallahassee like I. There's lots of good things you can say about Dell. He's one of the nicest folks that you'll meet. He's forever doing benefits. He's involved in local politics in Tallahassee and on the right side of every issue as far as I'm concerned. That might not be the case for you guys. You might hate him for his positions. But he's forever, he's just back from Japan now, I guess. He's always off to the Virgin Islands or the Bahamas or on a cruise entertaining or finding a great way to sell what he calls saltwater music. How close are we? I'm very... He's going to introduce the players tonight. We're really lucky to have this caliber of musician here tonight. There's going to be five of them out here, and they're all stars, and they're in an unbroken line of great players that are going to entertain you tonight. I guess I'm supposed to have some pattern worked out.
There we go.
Jokes.
I have a little guitar in here.
Actually, it's a pretty big guitar, but it's...
Is this on?
How does it sound like?
1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2.
1, 2.
So, for the 49th Florida Folk Festival, please welcome Del Suggs.
Bless your hearts. Thank you so much. When the shadows grow longer and the sun's heading south, when the daylight gets shorter, I get a taste in my mouth. It's the flavor of a mango right off the tree, or the smell of flamboyance floating in on the breeze. Wait for breaking the weather, wait for cool wind to blow, wait for a window to open me a safe passage home. There's a bay on Tortola, and it calls me by name. If you don't hear it, oh, I'm not to blame. 'Cause I like the feel of those small latitudes. I'm heading south, seeking out solitude. Waiting for breaking the weather, waiting for a cool wind to blow, waiting for a window to open me a safe passage home. Changes, still I keep it in my head. Comes a storm and then the rainbow, there'll be better days ahead. A beacon is flashing out in the night, a constant reminder in the starlight. The radio is playing my favorite song, and I can hear my own heart sing along. Waiting for breaking the weather, waiting for a cool wind to blow, waiting for a window to open me a safe passage home. I'm waiting for breaking the weather, waiting for a cool wind to blow, waiting for a window to open me a safe passage home. Thank you so much. It's called Breaking the Weather. I wrote a song, about 15 years ago now that has caused me a lot of notoriety. It's a song about a sailboat and about refurbishing a sailboat, a wooden sailboat. And I didn't realize that
you know, it was like this little personal song that I'd written about a boat that I had rebuilt. And when the record first came out, I started getting letters from people like in North Dakota that had never even been on a sailboat, but they had rebuilt a log cabin, and they felt the same sort of empathy about these old things that we restore. So hope you like this song. This is called Wooden Boat.
2, 3, 4.
Keel was laid in 36, just before the war. The finest red mahogany shipped up from Ecuador. And her boom escaped the big leagues. Solid native ash, a simple rich man's plaything in the shadow of the mast. 4 decades later, I found her at a dock, nearly underwater, and her deck was full of rot. But that hull of red mahogany could stand the test of time. $200 later, and that old sailboat was mine. So we pumped and scraped and stripped her down to shoe skin and bones, put her back together like the manual had shown. Tightened up the shrouds and stays, and I cleaned and patched the sails. Spit and polish all around, from centerboard to rail. If you're going sailing and you need a wooden boat, they take a lot of work, but they're the finest things afloat. You can have your fiberglass and those Hobie cats and all. A simple wooden boat. Well, I'd sail them all. Sailed her for a year or two, nearly every day. You'd find me on the water, chasing squalls across the bay. Run out to the island, tack her gently home. She'd heel into the wind, and you could hear her creak and moan. If you're going sailing, then you need a wooden boat. They take a lot of work, but they're the finest things afloat. You can have your fiberglass and those Hobie cats and all. A simple wooden boat. Well, I'd sail them all. Last time I saw her, she didn't look her best. Thought I didn't care, cause I was heading for the west. So I sold her to some kid that had my twinkle in his eye. $200 later, and we both said our goodbyes. If you're going sailing, then you need wooden boat. They take a lot of work, but they're the finest things afloat. You can have your fiberglass and those Hobie cats and all. A simple wooden boat. Well, I'd sail them all. Yes,
simple wooden boat. Well, I'd sail them all.
Thank you so much. Let me introduce a dear friend of mine playing harmonica tonight. He's been playing with me for 15 years off and on, and don't get to see him as much as I used to since he's moved to New Mexico. Please, a warm hand for Mr. Michael Sauter.
Thank you. Good to be back.
And down here on the other end, playing bass and an engineer extraordinaire and a first-class musician all the way around, Mr. Pete Winter. Tonight, Pete is in the middle of shooting a new Victor Nunes movie. We just ripped him off the set for one night. He just flew in, and he's going to do this gig and fly back to St. George Island. It's Florida's own Hollywood. And then playing the lead guitar here with me tonight is another dear friend who's been playing with me for a long, long time, Mr. Chuck Parker. And I'm going to introduce her later. This song is called You Only Go Around Once.
He lived on the edge. Wait for the meeting. He did what he pleased. He didn't care who was looking. His life in the passing lane became his claim to fame. He could shame the moon at night. People said he was burning too bright. He'd say, "You only go around once." He'd say, "You only go around once." You only go around once. If you do it right, once can be enough. She lived in a dream. She couldn't wait for the ending. Awaking at deals, she learned to break without bending. She moved through life so slow, like she had no place to go. But if she was slow to ignite, her only excuse was airtight. And she'd say, "You only go around once." She'd say, "You only go around once." She'd say, "You only go around once." But if you do it right, once can be enough. Can't see what's right for you. Believe that's true, it seems so simple to believe. Moving my own way, I look at the world from the middle. Taking it in keeps me confused just a little. My chances I calculate, oh, and I know so I hesitate. Risking it all to spite, praying for a little for outside, but you only
go
around once. I hear you only go around once. They keep telling me you
only go
around once. But if you do it right, once can be enough. Once can be enough. Once can be enough. Called You Only Go Around Once. I told you I'd introduce you to this young lady later, and that later is now. This is another dear friend of mine who's been singing with me for a long, long time. Discovered about 2.5 years ago that she is also an amazing, amazing songwriter. And so we've been forcing her to perform some of these songs publicly, and you're about to enjoy one of her tunes tonight. I promise you. Please welcome Danica Winter.
Hi. Del is responsible for this torture and torment of writing songs. It's really a joy, and when they're complete, but it's so frustrating when you're trying to come up with the rest of the lyrics. The music seems to come to me before the lyrics do. I don't know how the other songwriters do it, but it's so great when it comes together, and it's so nice to be able to perform them with everybody that I love. So I hope you enjoy it. It's called Paradise.
Everybody knows, everybody goes, everybody does what they want. Promises to bend, promises to mend, makes it hard to choose between what's right and wrong. When I close my eyes, it's you and me in paradise. Out there on the edge, everybody dies, everybody tries to hold on. Take a little here, get a little there, better hurry up before the feeling's gone. Then I look into your eyes.
Holding on to heart's desire.
Everybody's out, everybody's got to go home. It's all the same, they say, any way you play, 'cause in the end we end up all alone. So look into my eyes, come with me to paradise. There's no time to hesitate before we take that leap of faith.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me calling? Can you see?
Everybody goes, everybody does what they want.
Thank you so much.
Danica Winter. We're going to do one more tune for you to wrap up our set here. I want to thank you so much for listening. It's always an absolute pleasure to perform here at the Folk Festival. I am a sixth-generation native Floridian, which basically makes me an endangered species, and so I really feel like this is where I come to get grounded and get back in touch with my roots. And appreciate you folks coming out and supporting this. This song is the only song you will ever hear in your entire life about lawn furniture. You're welcome to sing along. This is called Magic Chair.
I drove all night just to get here. Been on the road too long. How will little things grow when you lose all sense of perspective? And I worry too much about paying the bills, fighting these battles and climbing these hills, running so hard till I gotta sit down. Oh, I got a magic chair. Sits on the beach and it takes my cares away. I got a magic chair. Sit down beside me. Oh, I got a magic chair. It sits on the beach and it takes my cares away. I got a magic chair. Sit down beside me.
It looks just like I left it. Sealed sang of the shore. And the sand crab shovel like some people I know. I get working so hard I start feeling delirious. This is just life, it ain't nothing serious. I'll run hard till I gotta sit down.
Oh, I got a magic chair. It sits on the beach and it takes my cares away. I got a magic chair. Sit down beside me. Oh, I got a magic chair. It sits on the beach and it takes my cares away. I got a magic chair. Sit down beside me. Can't stay forever, the sun is sinking low, and the tide's rolling in, it's gonna wash us away.
Buddy, I'm soaking it in, 'cause I know it won't last. Life is so short, you gotta move fast.
I run on. till I gotta sit down. I got a magic chair. It sits on the beach and it takes my cares away. I got a magic chair. Sit down beside me.
Come along, sing it with us now.
I got a magic chair. It sits on the beach and it takes my cares away. I got a magic chair. Sit down beside me. I got a magic chair. It sits on the beach and it takes my cares away. I got a magic chair. Sit down beside me.
A little bit louder than that, come on.
I got a magic chair. It sits on the beach and it takes my cares away. I got a magic chair. Sit down beside me.
Del Folch.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Delsa.
Thank you.
Del Suggs. Whoa. One of the cool things that I noticed when I was looking at a tape of one of the shows that I played a few years ago was how much the signing added to this. This is Diane DeLage here. Ain't it art? What do you think? I and she replaced Maureen Longo, and both of them deserve our appreciation, I think. You guys aren't very talkative tonight. Oh, come to the Japanese Dance Workshop at 1 p.m. Sunday at the Folklife Performance and Dance Stage in front of the Carillion Tower. Or is it Carillon Tower? I like Carillion. All ages are welcome. And I guess you don't have to be Japanese. I'm just guessing. You know, we talk about our folk family, and, you know, sometimes it's truer than others, and some family members you get along with better than others, and, you know, you do Thanksgiving, you do Christmas. When I think of my folk family, boy, there's a sister of mine named Jeannie Fitchin that I've been watching growing up since she was 13 or 14 or something.
15.
She's
15.
She's a charmer. Even if she contradicts me in front of thousands of people. I don't have to tell you much about Jeannie Fitchin. She's from Brevard County. I guess she calls the town Sharps, somewhere in the middle there.
Coco.
You like Coco? She's got a couple of great albums new. I know she'd appreciate if you'd buy them. Not only for the bucks involved, but so you can hear how she sings when she gets in a recording studio. She's a very dear girl, a very dear friend, probably the longest continuous folk performer at the Florida Folk Festival. And I can't tell you how pleased I am that she's here and how it wouldn't be a festival without her, Jeannie Fitchin.
Thank you. Thanks, Dad. Thank you. Thank you all. I wish I could see you all, but I'll just pretend that I can. Are you all riled up now? That was a great set. Dell is a great songwriter, even if his hair is longer than mine. Well, I'm going to ask you to sing with me. We're going to quiet things down a little bit with this one. Can I have a little more mic and a little less of this? Is that possible? Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna break you up into parts. We're splitting you down the middle. Those of you who are right in the middle, you can choose whatever side you want to be on. Those of you, this is your part.
Howling winds are blowing cold.
again, and let me hear you sing it really loud. Howling winds are blowing cold. Why, oh, why? Gonna last forever, I've been told. Why, oh, why? All right, why don't you do it again by yourself? Ready? Some more volume out of that. Just tuck that away in the back of your mind. This is your part. All night long the rain did fall and the swollen river is rising. All night long the rain did fall and my home is drifting away. Try it. All night long the rain did fall and the swollen river is rising. All night long the rain did fall and my home is drifting away. Again. All night long the rain did fall and the swollen river is rising. All night long the rain did fall and my home is drifting away. Good. Now tuck that away in the back of your mind. I'm going to sing the first verse of the song, and after that we'll sing Howling Winds, and I'll sing the second verse, and we'll sing All Night Long, and then you just keep on going. You're going to add your part, and I'm going to try and add a third part. This really works. The sun is low, the night is long, birds no longer come to sing their song. Frost upon the ground by morn. Winter's on its way now. Winter's on its way. Monday. know that there are lots of wonderful songwriters here at the Florida Folk Festival. Many of them are here tonight, sitting out here in the audience, backstage. They are producing music that is powerful and memorable. There are some who are producing songs that are light and whimsical, and they're important because they help us lighten up. And there are some who write songs about themselves, songs about how the world relates to them rather than how they relate to the world. And they all have a place, they're all important, but the ones that are truly memorable, I think, are the ones that are powerful and that stay with us, that paint pictures with words. With so many words to use, but every day is Monday because a lady sings the blues. She writes and sings her songs in a voice that's clear and strong. Through foggy, sunless passages, she carries us along, and she cries for the moon.
Voices aloud, let new songs move.
understand that there's someone here who's wearing yellow baggy pants, who's having a 16th birthday today. Standing right over there. His name is David. Happy birthday, David. Happy birthday to you. It makes me think of the good old days. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. We wish you many more health and wealth and friends by the score. So bring out the fiddle and we'll sing some more. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, David. This is an example of one of those frivolous novelty songs that are not terribly important, but they're fun. This one I wrote in its original form a long time ago. Back when Prince Charles used to come to Florida to play polo often, do you remember? We used to come to Palm Beach, and there was always something in the news, either in the paper or on the television news about his coming to Florida and playing polo. And it seems like he couldn't even turn around without someone flashing his picture. And I started thinking about how this poor man can't even walk down along the beach by himself without having someone taking his picture, or he couldn't even stop in Publix or Winn-Dixie or Eckerd's or Walgreens. This man was not free, and I really started to feel sorry for him, and I wrote a whole song for him. But then he fell out of favor with the world. And I had to plug somebody else's name in the song. So for a while, I was singing about Hillary. And then it occurred to me that I could sing about any famous person. Any famous person can go into this song. So what I've done now, in three verses, I have put three famous people. And then we have a fourth verse that we can all sing together and plug any famous person into, whatever you want. Madonna, I'm so sorry for you. You're so limited in just what you may do. Though your lifestyle is so grand, you have many things at your command, but you're restricted to the safety of your dwelling. Oh, oh, oh. Madonna, I'm so sorry for you. You're so limited in just what you may do. The myriad examples of the great American way of life. You'll never spend the night in a Motel 6 where luxury and economy don't mix. You get a bed pushed against the wall. You can shower in a stall that's of standard, tenuous and consider all the money you could save. No frills, but clean, you would agree. And your children can even stay there free. But you'll never get a chance to spend the night in a Motel 6. That's why, oh, Brittany, I'm so sorry for you. You're so limited in just what you may do. Though your lifestyle is so grand, you have many things at your command, but you're restricted to the safety of your dwelling. Oh, oh, oh. Brittany, I'm so sorry for you. You're so limited in just what you may do. You're not at liberty to sample the myriad examples of the great American way of life. You'll never get a chance to folk fest. There's just no room for you on any stage. With your glitter and your glamour and your unrestricted clamor from your entourage of dancers and the band. Now, if your deal with Pepsi goes amok, perhaps you can strike up another with Morris's coffee talk. And maybe you can write a Florida song, teach us all to sing along, but you'll never get a chance to play here at the folk fest. That's why, Bill Clinton, I'm so sorry for you. You're so limited, just what you may do. Though your lifestyle is so grand, you're many things at your command, but you're restricted to the safety of your dwelling. Goods. It could give you so much pleasure to turn your junk into someone else's treasures and make a little pocket money too. Old clothes, old shoes, furniture and toys can give another such happiness and joy. You'll then have room for gifts and future acquisitions. You could only get a chance to have a sale from your garage. This is your voice. Just plug anybody's name in. That's why, oh, I'm sorry for you. You're so limited. You're so limited in just what you may do. Though your lifestyle is so grand. Though your lifestyle is so grand. You're many things. You're many things at your command. But you're restricted. You're restricted to the safety of your dwelling. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. You, I'm sorry for you. You're so limited. You're so limited, just what you may do. You're not at liberty to sample. You're not at liberty to sample the myriad examples of the great American way of life.
Thank you so much. Okay, I believe I have time for one more. Time flies, boy. I know that there are probably lots of you out there who are quilters. Quilting has become quite an American art form. I have a few members of my family who are still here tonight, and one in particular is my nephew, Matthew. I don't know where he is. I know you're out here somewhere, but 9 years ago, Matthew, when he was 5 years old, stood in front of my mother, his grandmother, and said to her, "Situ," that's Lebanese for grandma, "when are you going to make me a quilt? I really need that." And of course, she was absolutely delighted. This is a woman who never sits with unbusy hands her whole life. And quilting has become a passion for her. So when Matthew asked her to make this quilt, she was totally delighted and became totally consumed into that project. So she, together, they actually talked about this project and what it would be, and the fabric was picked out, the pattern was picked out, and it was going to be the little Dutch boy, which means that every little block on this quilt would be a little boy dressed in a different outfit, beautifully appliqued in different colors. And so she started this quilt, but became ill and couldn't finish. She ended up in the hospital with heart surgery, and when she came home, she healed physically, but somewhere out there her spirit was just wandering, and she had a hard time getting back, until one day Matthew stood in front of her again and said, "Are you ever going to sew again? Are you ever going to finish my quilt?" And it was just like somebody put a candle under her, and she found her way back and finished the quilt. That was in August, and had the quilt finished by Christmas, at which time she gave it to Matthew. And so now, 9 years later, another heart operation. She's still going strong. So I wrote this song for Matthew, for my mom, and for everyone, because there are times in all of our lives when we lose our way. And I've spent many nights at my parents' house. And I've awakened in the middle of the night to the song of a bird, probably a mockingbird, deep in the dark of the night. And I can hear through the wall my mom tossing and turning. And I know she's wide awake because her mind is always going. She's always planning the next project. Just outside the window, beneath the pale moon's light, a bird song fills the starry sky, deep into the night. Rest will not come easy, no moment is one's own. The small bird calls to no one as she tirelessly sings along. And just inside the window, with her head upon the pillow, the mother's eyes are open wide, deep into the night. Sleep will not come easy.
Her heart is in her hands. 2.
1, 2.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you. Praise God.
We're going to do a little song that says, when you see me wearing a smile, you don't know just how I'm hurting inside. People looks at the outer appearance. But God looks at your heart. If y'all don't mind, we're going to bring Brother Richard around the mic. If y'all don't mind, give him a hand tonight.
Amen.
Now when you see me wearing a smile, you don't know I'm hurting inside. You don't know just how I feel.
How I feel.
Whoa, whoa.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
No, you don't know.
You don't know.
Just don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Don't know.
Just how I feel.
How I feel.
Well, the people looks at the outer. But God looks at the heart.
Yeah.
He's the only one that knows my feeling.
Oh,
and thanks to my good Lord, let me tell you that
you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
No, you don't know.
You don't know.
Just don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Don't know.
Just how. I feel.
How I feel.
Now when you think I'm doing all right, all the time I'm dissatisfied. You don't know just how I feel.
How I feel.
Well,
you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know just how I feel.
How I feel.
Whoa, whoa.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
No, you don't know.
You don't know.
Just don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Don't know.
Just how I feel. Thank you. People looks
Amen.
At the outer appearance.
Glory.
God looks at the heart. Truly, we're going to do just one more song. If you would like these songs on CD or cassette, you can get them at the booth back there.
Amen.
And we just thank God for being Glory. Here. How many love the Lord tonight?
Glory.
Amen.
Woo!
We're going to do a little song and remind you that we'll be back tomorrow. We're just going to do a short set here, but we'll be here tomorrow. But this song says, it's going to rain, won't be water but fire next time.
Lord.
If you want to, you can clap your hands, stomp your feet, whatever the Spirit leads you.
Success.
We're getting ready to leave you. One day, it's going to rain, won't be water but fire next time. Come on, folks. I tell you,
it's gonna rain.
Get ready,
it's gonna rain.
Lord, you
better get ready.
And better,
and Valley's in mind.
I'm singing,
God show north.
Show him
rainbow sign.
Lord,
won't be
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Here we go. Come on. Come on, son. Yeah. Come on. Come on, son. Stop it.
That all right, y'all?
Yeah!
My Bible says,
come on,
everything that has breath,
come
ought
on
to praise the Lord.
Praise Him!
If y'all don't mind, we just want to play it a little bit.
Come on! Come on! Listen. Praise Him!
Wait 1 minute, folks. Come on, don't y'all leave me.
Come on.
Clap your hands. We getting ready to leave you.
Come on.
God is good to you. You ought to stand up on your feet. But I hear somebody say, that's right, you can
come
have
on
a good time in the name of the Lord. Why don't
praise
you stand up
him
on your feet tonight?
Yeah.
Give us a praise. Wait 1 minute, folks.
Come on.
I heard somebody say,
praise him.
I'm waiting on that train. Won't be no liars on this train. Nothing but the pure in heart. If you don't mind,
yeah.
I believe I hear it coming, Jeff.
Yeah.
Blow that horn, Wayne.
Yeah.
Blow it, son.
Yeah.
May God bless and keep you. We love you. It's gonna rain.